The Department of Veteran Affairs has just rescinded and denounced a memo which was sent out without approval, which instructed the removal of the iconic VJ Day and Times Square photograph from every Veteran Affairs institution, saying it depicted a non-consensual act and was inconsistent with the VA's no-tolerance policy towards sexual harassment and assault. I'm Skynell Hughes, and on this edition of 360 View, we are going to discuss if the eradication of American history, all in the name of tolerance, is justified, or is there a darker motivation? Let's get started. Captured by Alfred Eisenstead on August 14, 1945, the VJ Day in Times Square photograph depicts a U.S. Navy sailor kissing a woman dressed in white in Times Square, New York City, all in celebration of Japan's surrender in World War II. Now, this moment, it was spontaneous, and the picture was originally placed in VA facilities to celebrate and commemorate the end of World War II and the American soldiers' return home. Rima Ann Nelson, who serves as the Assistant Undersecretary for Health for Operations at the VA's Health Network subagency, directed regional offices to remove this photo, justified the removal, saying perspectives evolve in time. And because of recent discussions about non-consensual action, the VA has felt the image in today's environment should no longer be posted, as they wish to have a more trauma-informed environment which promotes the psychological safety of VA employees and veterans they serve. Here's the funny thing. I know my grandfather, who actually served in the United States Navy, was very proud of this particular photo and often referenced it in his discussion about the moment when he actually came home from war. Now, granted, he was often using it to chide my grandmother about why their kisses did not appear as passionate, but it was only in fun, as he was very proud of the picture and, more importantly, the celebration represented Americans being happy the war was over and their men and women were coming home. Sadly, my grandfather and the majority of those he fought with are not here to actually stand up for the picture when the memo first went out. However, I don't know if the current state of evolvement, if even those who fought and won a world war, could fight back the politically correct mob which has now infiltrated the United States military. Now, luckily, this memo, which was picked up by several conservative websites and on social media, garnered enough attention and pushback. It caused the Secretary of Veterans Affairs to offer a swift rebuke and state this image is not going to be banned from VA facilities. But is this just the Secretary doing damage control on a rogue, woke, high-ranking employee following public outcry? Or is this believable following the last few years of objectives of American history either being renamed or even eliminated, all in the name of tolerance? Okay, let's discuss this with our panel. Steve Malzberg, political commentator. Angie Wong, host of The Final Countdown. And Lionel, attorney and media analyst. Welcome to the three of you, three of my favorite people on the show. When I think about eradicating history, I think about you three, because nobody is going to have a bigger voice in keeping that from happening than you three. Steve, I want to start with you. How politically correct has our military become, and where do you think it all started?
Oh, boy, when did it all start? That's a good question. But look, our military, notwithstanding what some on the left are claiming, our military is in trouble from the standpoint of not meeting their recruiting goals, the Navy specifically. And I recall last year or so, the Navy put out a drag queen video to recruit people to come and serve in the Navy. You have the Secretary of State putting out a memo saying we don't say men and women on the front lines. You know, we say people on the front lines. You got to use correct pronouns. I think this is just run a total muck in addition to making sure that the world knows that any soldier could have an abortion. And we saw what happened. There was an incident in the Senate that promotions were delayed because Tommy Tuberville of Alabama didn't want us to pay for those abortions. Trans soldiers are assured of having sex change operations that taxpayers are paying for. It's out of control on so many levels. But when it comes to our history and erasing our history, This is what Taliban and ISIS and the Khmer Rouge and all these people do or did. It's dangerous, and it's not going to stop.
It's not going to stop. But in this case, Angie, there was a lot of backlash almost immediately to this memo. And even you could see them backpedaling at the Pentagon. Oh, well, we don't know. We didn't know anything about this. Do you think, now there's been backlash to other issues the media that the military has done, but in this case, do you think that this photo would have actually, the stay would have been, when would have been there and it would have been removed if there would not have been such a public backlash?
Yeah, I'm so happy that VA Secretary Dennis McDonoghue said on Twitter, no, we're keeping this image. This is an iconic image. Why are we getting rid of this? And, you know, they're picking on the smallest little things. The left always loves to overreach when it comes to historical images and statues and rewriting history to fit what the current times are. That, yeah, I mean, I get it. Picking up a nurse in the middle of Times Square, throwing her over and giving her a big kiss after the big war, you know, that may not work today, but you know what? It was historical. It was a moment. And honestly, it's like, this is something that we don't mess around with. They can't help themselves.
They can't help themselves. But that's the thing, Lionel, because most of this comes unchecked. There's never any accountability. Do you actually think Ms. Nelson will receive any punishment or even be fired for putting this memo out?
Fired? I can't believe you.
Sorry.
Did you not read this? Listen to this. To foster a more trauma-informed environment that promotes the psychological safety of our employees and the veterans we serve, photographs depicting the VJ Day in Times Square should be removed from all VHA facilities. This actually reflects, listen carefully, our dedication to creating a respectful and safe workplace and is in keeping with our broader efforts to promote a culture of inclusivity and awareness. Meanwhile, they're coming back from war, where we dropped a couple of, you know, nuclear bombs, where we had Iwo Jima, the horrors. And this writes itself. If this is not the perfect vote for Donald Trump, or you get this. Listen, do you think this genius came up with this on her own? Do you think that one day she woke up and said, let me see. And by the way, I can show you some other pictures during World War II when Americans went into France where they were accosted by French women who kissed and bussed our soldiers and traumatized them in non-consensual sexual activity. This is absurd. But do you think she came up with this? No. This is a part of a culture. And this is like, once you start it, once you let it go, it metastasizes and it gets bigger and more stupid. And I guarantee you, nothing will happen to this woman. Nothing will ever happen. Maybe she'll go before a John Kennedy, you know, one of those John Kennedy type of things. But nothing will happen, because the sad part is a lot of people believe this dreck.
That's the thing, Lionel. I mean, supposedly, you know, they're saying, oh, she was just a low staffer. Well, a low staffer had a lot of power to put out a memo that went to all the VAs. So you can't just say that she was a low staffer on this. But when I first showed this story to my husband, Steve, he actually said, well, this is just the continued feminization of men and trying to take away all the erratic, all of the manliness that involves the military. Do you kind of agree with that?
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we have what's he called? The first gentleman, the second gentleman's gentleman, whatever he's called, Kamala's husband, who is on this kick about, we have to combat toxic masculinity. That's no good. You can't be a man. You can't be tough. Nobody wants to see a tough man. This is a culture. They're sick. They're crazy. They're insane. But they're in control. They're in power. And they're getting their way. Look, the left always blames the right for what they, the left, are actually doing. Now, when they knocked down the Christopher Columbus statue in Baltimore, Nancy Pelosi shrugged and said, people will do what people will do. They do that kind of thing. They excuse it. Yet they accuse the right of erasing history by banning books and banning this and not talking about slavery. It's what they are doing. They accuse the right of doing. It never ends and it never fails.
Okay, so Lionel, I've got to ask you, are there any legal protections for pieces of American history like a picture or these statues?
Well, how about this? Consent. Let's use a legal definition of consent. Greta Friedman, who appeared in this, the nurse, she was a dental hygienist, I think she was, by the way, came to this country escaping the Hitler. When George Mendoza came up with this, she was proud of this. Did you see the pictures where they met years later in Times Square to reenact this? Her granddaughter said this was one of the proudest moments of her life. This victim, to be taken by Eisenstadt, who is the Mount Rushmore of photography, and she was so proud of it. And they became friends. Over the years, she died fairly recently. This is the woman who herself was attacked. And yet, I guarantee you, if there's some 9-year-old, 8-year-old kid being traumatized in some library by some 300-pound drag queen, nobody cares about that trauma or that consent. No, see, this is heterosexual, and there's something wrong with that. It is per se wrong. Men, women, sex, no. But I guarantee you, if this guy identified as a ferret or whatever it was and appeared in some stupid TikTok video, they would have said, this is terrific. And by the way, attention, all you bad guys out there, all of you terrorists who want to take on the American military force, that's what you're going to have to deal with. What is... I think I just soiled myself. I was so upset. I can't take this.
It is frustrating. It's invigorating. But you know what? On this panel, the person who should be absolutely insulted by this is Angie. So I've got to ask you, as a woman, are you insulted by this picture? Did this offend you? Did it cause terror in you so much so that it should be taken and eradicated from American school books everywhere?
I think, Scotty, I should invite you to Times Square and throw you over and give you a kiss, because yes, that would be allowed, right? That would be okay by the woke left. I took these women's studies classes. I went to NYU. I should have been indoctrinated with all this stuff, but honestly, I'm not. I think it's the most beautiful image of a soldier coming home after a long war and kissing his sweetheart, even if it wasn't his sweetheart. It was just some random girl he found to be right. Cute. I loved it. And you know what? It makes me happy. It does not make me sad. It doesn't make me think like, oh, well, male dominance just takes me and kisses me. It doesn't create those images. I am so sad for women today who feel like they are somehow endangered by an image like this, like it somehow gives over power to men. I think this was a completely innocent and sweet photo, and it captured the time exactly right. This is what photojournalists do, and you know, it should not be tarred in any way like they're trying to do now.
Well, Angie,
I don't like this erasing of the history books, even though maybe our times have changed now. Doesn't matter. This captured the moment just right.
I feel like Angie's triggered. So on that, we're going to take a break, let her go to her safe space, and we're going to come back, because when we come back, we're going to continue this discussion. And the end goal of those who want to erase any lessons, good or bad, America has had in her brief time of existence.
When all truths seem wrong, when all rules just don't hold, and a new world is yet to shape out, disdain becomes the etiquette, and engagement equals betrayal. When so many find themselves worlds apart, we choose to look for common ground.
I'm Rick Sanchez, and I'm here to plead with you, whatever you do, do not watch my new show. Seriously, Why watch something that's so different? Why listen to opinions that you won't get anywhere else? Look, if it pleases you to have the State Department, the CIA, weapons makers, multi-billion-dollar corporations choose your facts for you, go ahead. Why change? And whatever you do, don't watch my show. Stay mainstream, because I'm probably going to make you uncomfortable. My show is called Direct Impact. But again, you probably don't want to watch it, because it might just change the way you think.
Staring into the abyss, Israel's genocidal assault on Gaza is dangerously destabilizing the entire Middle East. It is readily apparent the Israelis are spoiling for a major war with many of its neighbors. And the plan is to have the United States fight Israel's enemies.
Welcome back. I'm Skynell Hughes, and you're watching 360 View. I'm going to bring back in our panel. Maybe they'll talk this segment. I've had to pull it out of them. Steve Malzberg, political commentator, Angie Wong, host of the Final Countdown, and Lionel, attorney and media analyst. Okay, I want to start with you, Lionel, on this one, because do you feel like there's this push to erase Civil War history because of this increase in conversation of succession that you continuously are starting to hear, and it's not just even just on the social media, it's actually making itself into mainstream.
This is the part I don't understand. Why is some history okay and some not? I can take you right now. We can walk over to the New York Public Library on Fifth Avenue, and they have a copy of Mein Kampf. This is Hitler's treatise, his blueprint. You can buy it on Amazon. I don't understand this. That's okay. And by the way, it should be, because some of the best ways to prevent history from occurring is to understand the horrors of before. But tell me, why is this not? Oh, why is are certain things okay when you have pictures or something that not celebrates but memorializes the Civil War, the war between the states? You're not taking sides. We have in our country also in Williamsburg, whatever, there were slave quarters, and there are depictions of how the slaves lived. Does that celebrate slavery, or does it tell you what happened? See, I can't figure this out. Tell me when we depict it and when we celebrate it. And if you can explain the two to me, I think we'll be a lot better off, because I don't know what the hell the difference is. Remember what Tolstoy said, history would be a wonderful thing if only it were true.
That's the thing, Angie. What is that line right now? And does it seem like it's actually, is it lining up along political lines, or is there another sort of distinguishment?
Yeah, I think there's got to be some sort of incentives from the woke left to want to rewrite history. I don't know what that incentive is, but clearly there are many, many agencies within our government trying to do so. It's being pushed by the activist class, certainly by women's libs classes across the country, because that's where they first learn about this, right? They learn about, you know, this is good and this is bad, and let's change. And I can see almost to the point where they think what they're doing is doing right for the country, because they've been told over and over again by fairy tale liberal colleges that these are bad things that are happening to you. So you have the power to change things. You American, go take down that statue.
So that's the thing, Steve. Are they trying to get us to be more uniform on the top part and forget the fact that we have this thing called the 10th Amendment, and each individual state can make their own laws for them outside of the federal government? Or are they doing the exact opposite? Are they trying to divide, or are they trying to unite?
No, of course they're trying to divide. There have been, according to Wikipedia, since 2015, about 160 Confederate statues or memorials to the Confederacy or something documenting the Confederacy have been destroyed. And 110 of those since George Floyd. Okay, so they say, oh, you know, we got to get rid of every kind of, whites are racist and the Confederates were racist, and so we got to destroy it, blah, blah, blah. It's all part of this narrative that whites are bad, whites are racist, and critical race theory, and what kids are learning in school, what employees are indoctrinated with at work, is that white people are inherently evil, inherently bad, and you have to accept that, and white people have to accept that. I mean, we're living in insanity. This is the antithesis of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and the civil rights movement. We have special graduations for blacks. We have special housing for blacks only, graduations for this group only. We're separating. And this is part of the left. As I mentioned earlier, the Taliban destroys museums and statues and libraries. So did ISIS. It's part of what these people want to do. They want to create their own history. They want to divide and conquer. And that's what's happening here.
But that's the thing, Lionel. You know, who's putting any sort of backlash to this? Are Republicans just as much at fault, considering they're the ones that agreed to the 2020 defense bill, which was vetoed by Donald Trump because it was going to rename all these military bases in the South? But the Republicans wanted the money so bad that they cowered to Elizabeth Warren's wishes and allowed these bases to change the names from former Civil War soldiers. Were these historical references sacrificed all for greed?
Well, first of all, to my brother, Steve, for the love of God, would you quit sugarcoating it? Get off the fence, man. What do you feel? Tell me what you feel. But let me, one more thing. Just something. There's something called context. Remember the old, this was a while back. Maybe you ladies remember this and Steve as well. Remember there was a, from Gone with the Wind, when Rhett Butler grabs Scarlett and goes upstairs and grabs her and whatever, has her way. This was rape. And then the next morning you see her in bed with this glow. I was like, okay, fine. That was a contextual thing. I was watching, I think I've seen The Honeymooners 9 billion times. And how many times did Ralph say, to the moon, Alice? He basically threatened to beat her into unconsciousness. Now, at the time, during those periods, we didn't stop and say, oh my God, this is advocating violence. We said, it's a joke. It's a contest. We're not taking it seriously. But today, you see, here is the thing. The woke, the radical left, whatever you want to call these people, the shadow government, they want to completely shake all of your sense of what's right and wrong. Left and right, good and evil, who's right, who's wrong. Men and women, gender and dating, everything, you don't know where to move. And they're constantly retrofitting things that you, for the longest time, they're going to go after religion. They're going to basically say that, you know, Christianity is chauvinistic. Whatever. Mary Magdalene was a prostitute. Whatever. They must sit back in a room and say, okay, I've got one for you. Let's back and take this VJ picture and, hey, that's good. Why didn't we think of this? Yeah, let's go back and do cartoons. Let's go back. Let's just make people so afraid they just don't know how to react. They don't know what's okay, what's not. We're gonna call it diversity. We're gonna equity. And don't drink when I'm talking. Don't you drink when I'm talking. But see, that's kind of where we are. And it's funny that we're talking about this. But listen, folks watching this is no joke. It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse.
Well, and the
Scotty,
people
can I give
are,
you an example?
Please do.
I'm sorry. I meant to say this. You know what the Gadsden flag is, you know, with the snake on it, says, don't tread on me. Yep. A kid in Colorado last year, 12 years old, had that patch of the flag on his backpack. And he got in trouble, and they made him take the backpack, and they accused him. They wrote and they accused him that this was racist because this represented slavery and racism. Of course, the flag is from the Revolutionary War. They don't know what they're talking about, yet they make victims out of innocent people. It's just outrageous.
Well, Angie, you're actually married to someone from another country who probably would be offended by the Gadsden flag. If you're going to be offended, it would be a Brit.
Yeah.
Are you seeing this actually happening only in the United States? Is there any other countries around the world that people are as offended as they are by the history of a country and want to eradicate it?
Yeah, every first world country is going through this right now. I don't know what is going on. They're clearly being financed to, you know, do things a different way. You know, I feel terrible if you're born a male right now because you're constantly being attacked. You can't be too feminine. You can't be too masculine. You're just a big mess. And you know what? We've created a culture of boys that can't do anything because they don't know if they're offending somebody. And I see this time and time again with our boys. You know, they are just, you know, they're boys. So I'm seeing this in the UK. I'm certainly seeing this in places like France as well. And certainly just our neighbors upstairs in Canada, everyone's being affected by this. And I don't know if it's like some virus going around. I can't shake it off. I don't even know if a Donald Trump win's going to save the day here because this has not just happened over the last couple of years since Biden taken over. It's been happening drip, drip, drip for decades. And we allowed this to happen. We allowed for the demasculinity of men We've allowed for history to be written, rewritten rather, and we've allowed PR, political correctness to kind of take over our language. I don't know if we can get that back so easily.
But that's the thing, Steve. I got to ask you, I mean, the most least politically correct person, especially a politician, is Donald Trump. And yet here you see him leading in the polls, especially in the Republican Party, but even Democrats. He actually right now is being cited potentially to be at the top. Is this Americans basically rebelling, but doing it via electing Donald Trump?
Yep.
Sure. A lot of them are fed up with everything that's going on, including the political correctness. Look, we shouldn't lose sight of this fact. This was the Veterans Administration going all the way back to the beginning here. This was the Veterans Administration. We have veterans living in squalor, living on the street, who need mental help, who aren't getting it, who are being kicked out of facilities to make room for illegal aliens. And this is what they come up with. And again, back to the military. We need the strongest military we ever had, because we have threats from China. We have threats from everybody right now. There's a war in the Middle East. There could be one in Taiwan. I mean, it's just insane. And what are we concerned about? What does the world see we're concerned about? Transsexual and this and that and political correctness and don't say he or her or she or him. We must be not a laughingstock. I mean, they must be salivating. That this is the U.S. military salivating.
Well, speaking of salivating, Lionel, legally, why is there not anybody salivating to try to protect our historical figures? Is there even a law that could be crafted? Last minute to you.
Not really. Well, one of the things I think will be interesting is if you take a theory, for example, you're taking something down. I mean, doesn't the city of Richmond have any kind of say? Look, the bottom line is simply this. The law, unfortunately, sometimes does not in any way reflect common sense. I'm sorry. This may come as a shock to you. But I'm going to submit something to you, great people, that this has done more to solidify, to actually say to more people, this is the most stupid. Remember Leah Thomas, the idea of somebody saying, I'm a 6'4" man who's now going to swim against girls. Everybody, and I mean everybody on the planet, says that's the most stupid thing in the world. If I didn't know better, and I've been accused of being a conspiracy theorist, I would swear somebody did this deliberately to show how stupid this is. What was the moment when Dylan Mulvaney did this moment, the beer shot around the world? Everybody, they're going after it. It was like so inarticulately targeted. So believe it or not, right, our talking about this, more people secretly understand this and agree with us than would ever admit to it. Guaranteed.
So since I know this is a trigger point for you, Lionel.
Yes.
Here's my drink to you right here. And I thank you so much for joining us. Go into your safe space now. You'll be okay. Just my mic. Thank you so much, Angie Wong, Steve Malzberg, and Lionel for joining me. President Biden does his best to try to look like a champion of history. He often speaks against the banning of books, saying diversity is being attacked. Well, he's not necessarily wrong. Modern day times have allowed history to be erased either by government order or by its public demonization. Both are very effective and manipulative, with the end goal not being a more diverse society, rather one which embraces a single ideology with no room for deviation. I'm Skynell Hughes, and it's been your 360 view of the news affecting you. Thanks for watching.